When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a good chance your new favorite artist isn't even an artist or a human at all, and no one really knows how to feel about it. We've covered some of the biggest villains in hip-hop, from Jay-Z's Ruthless Steals to Kanye's Chaos to 50 to Eminem and even 6ix9ine. But now there's a new villain in town, one that could destroy the entire industry as we know it. And this one isn't even a human. That's right, I'm talking about AI. In the short time since its conception, artificial intelligence has shaken up the rap game in unprecedented ways. It's affected artists, producers, managers, label owners, fans. The entire industry ecosystem has been altered as a result of AI. That's why we're doing a full breakdown of the AI crisis in the modern music industry. When did AI go from a pipe dream to a legitimate threat in the rap game? What are the ramifications already seen as a result of AI? Who's benefiting off of it, and who's being crushed by it? And also, what does the future with AI even look like? Will the industry still be as influential as it is, or will its prominence in the world be ripped out from under its feet? She know what she need, I need, first things first, what exactly is AI, and where did it come from? AI, in simple terms, is computers or software that can learn and think like humans and complete tasks that would typically need human thought, like reasoning, planning, predicting, making decisions, and much more. Now, AI is not new. There's records of its planning and use throughout the last 80 years in our culture, but it's really exploded into the mainstream within the last 15-ish years, starting in 2011 with the invention of Siri. Then, over a decade later, it became a household name with the launch of the first conversational AI platform, ChatGPT. ChatGPT, made by OpenAI, blew the doors open on what people thought was possible with AI and created the first real concerns in the industry about its potential, good and bad. But even with ChatGPT, people still had their skepticisms and didn't view it as a real type of threat. But this was short-lived and was about to change in a jaw-dropping way. On April 4th of 2023, the world was excited when a surprise single from Drake and The Weeknd dropped called Heart on My Sleeve. However, that excitement turned into confusion, fear, and worry when people realized the truth of the song. The single was an AI-generated track made by TikTok user GhostRider777. The song featured AI vocals trained on Drake and The Weeknd's voices through an AI voice cloning software. And even though the song was fake, it definitely streamed like a real Drake and Weeknd song, racking up millions and millions of views and plays across platforms. I came in with my ex like Selena the flag. This was monumental for the music game and turned turned the industry's fear and skepticism into a full-scale panic. Some random kid from no one knows where just popped up, ripped the likeness of two iconic artists, posted a track, racked in millions of views and streams, which on the low end generated several thousand dollars.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And the industry had no part of it. Lots of people were intrigued by the track and even found the song Blowing Up funny. However, UMG, the label that represents both Drake and The Weeknd, was definitely not laughing. On April 17th, just 13 days after the track dropped, they filed an official takedown request for the song, citing copyright infringement as the cause. UMG ended up winning this case and getting the song removed, but the situation still raised major legal and ethical questions. Anyone could rip an artist's voice at any time and post it anywhere. In the best case scenario, the thief would massively profit off of the artist's name and likeness. In the worst case, someone could completely destroy an artist's reputation by attaching their voice to controversial statements or situations. This struck legit fear into artists and labels. Anyone could do it, people could be financially incentivized to do it, and nobody could stop it. It's scary stuff if you think about it. But if you thought random TikTokers cloning artists' voices was bad, the rap game was in for a lot worse within the coming months. The second rude awakening in the industry from AI came on December 20th of 2023, when the first iteration of Suno AI dropped. For anyone who doesn't know, Suno is a generative AI music creation platform developed by Suno Inc. The platform lets users create original songs, vocals, and beats by simply just writing text prompts on its interface. Now, for obvious reasons, lots of musicians are not fans of Suno. Countless artists and producers have spent years to decades honing their craft day in and day out just to have an AI platform swoop in and compete in the same space they exist in. It rubbed them the wrong way, just a little bit. But regardless of the backlash, Suno and similar platforms like MusicFi, Beethoven, and Udio have become massively popular, with Suno alone having 25 million users and 5 million active subscribers. And for context, before these apps came out, about 100,000 songs were uploaded to Spotify every single day. With Suno having 5 million monthly users, if each person generated and uploaded just one song per month, it would still outpace Spotify's current upload rate by almost double. And that's if one song per month is generated. If it was one song per day, or 10 songs per day, which could be done within seconds with Suno, it'd be a bad day for artists. This, by no surprise, has infuriated everyone in the industry. The influx of AI slop makes it harder for real artists to be seen and heard, which directly makes it harder for these artists and the people around them to earn their livings. Apps like Suno directly play into creators having more competition and less income. And adding insult to injury, Suno's AI-generated songs are trained on current music that exists in the marketplace. Suno dissects music that's currently released without permission from the creators and then uses it to generate its own music based off of their ideas with no compensation to the original writers. There's an extremely blatant example of this with a producer named K-Fresh, where Suno not only stole his beat almost to the T.
Finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
But also had his producer tag in the track that it generated. Slimy. Extremely slimy. Despite its shunning by many musicians, some people did see Suno's potential, including superstar producer Timbaland. In fact, he saw so much potential that on October 22nd of 2024, he signed on with the company to become their strategic advisor. This move was met with an onslaught of criticism. It's one thing for a techie outside the music realm CEO to support something like this. But for Timbaland, someone who's been entrenched in the game for decades, to support this was almost unforgivable, and now it's become a major tarnish to his reputation. Now, AI voice cloning and fully generated songs are definitely concerning, but they still pale in comparison to the next AI trend in our world. And if you ask me, it's probably the most controversial iteration of AI we've seen this far.
You're gonna have artificial entertainment now.
If you've been on Instagram over the last few weeks, you've likely seen videos of cultural icons like Tupac, MLK, and other famous dead celebrities in skits. You've also probably seen the watermark Sora attached to these videos, which is OpenAI's latest invention. Sora is a generative AI that lets you write a text prompt and it splits out a video matching it. It's an interesting concept that's been used in, honestly, some pretty funny videos online, but like everything else AI related, it has some big concerns over its use. For one, this software could be extremely rude to surviving family members or the people it depicts. Like, imagine Tupac's sister scrolling on Instagram one day and seeing a video of their deceased brother twerking on Santa Claus. It's just a bit weird and disrespectful. But worse than that, we know for a fact that labels are going to exploit the shit out of this. The music industry is notorious for extorting artists after their death by dropping anything and everything they have unreleased, squeezing every last dollar from their name as possible. With softwares like Sora and the voice cloning programs mentioned before, labels can create new art and music from their deceased stars forever. They can continually milk their artist's name and fan bases, essentially until people reject it, which may or may not ever happen. Now, to be fair, lots of people are rejecting the concept of AI music and art entirely. A recent example of this was shown when Erykah Badu and The Alchemist linked up for a collab single called Next to You. The song on its own is cool, but the issue was the cover art, if you even want to call it art. The single featured an AI-generated cover that, frankly, a fourth grader could have drawn, and an AI-generated animation on Erykah Badu's YouTube channel that, you could check out for yourself and read the comments. It's hard to say if this rejection was more because of it being AI or just how cringy and amateur it looked, but either way, people are not with it. There will be resistance if labels try to exploit their artists with this software, but we know.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business, think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, damn well they're going to try anyway. Interesting enough, though, in response to what looks like a gloomy future with AI, some artists have responded in some really creative ways. Like Ed Sheeran, who created an entire project called Eject that he instructed his estate to curate and release after he passes away. He announced his desire for the album to drop now while he's alive, so there's no question if he'd want it out later, unlike artists who pass away unexpectedly like Pop Smoke or Juice WRLD that have their labels drop very questionable tracks on their behalf. But on top of that, this is in his will. He literally wrote it in his will, which gives him legal protection over the process, meaning labels can't exploit him later on. Honestly, bro's doing it right. More artists should follow his footsteps if you ask me. Unfortunately though, lots of artists won't go through the effort of protecting themselves in this way, and labels are gonna have a field day with these AI softwares, 100% at the expense of the artist, their family, and their legacy. It's going to get grimy out here. So with all that said, it leaves one burning question. What can be done about this AI crisis? And the answer is, realistically, not too much. AI is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. There's too much money to be made in it, and despite all these concerns, there's also a ton of benefits that people are not going to want to let go of. There are talks about regulation, but with new softwares popping up so frequently and with the AI space evolving so quickly, any regulation would be far behind its development curve. AI is a tool just like a hammer. It could be used to build a house or to take out someone's kneecaps. It just depends on who's holding the tool. It's hard to predict where it'll go from here, but one thing is for certain. This wave of AI disruptions in the industry is just beginning, and we're in for a roller coaster ride of more controversy as time goes on.